Sakura Vode, welcome to Brika Sock, a Mandalorian podcast. My name is Brett.
I'm Cork.
My name is Micah.
All right, and we're going to talk about Bad Batch episode Common Ground, I think is what it's called. I think it's 10.
It's literally called Common Ground. Yeah, it's episode 10.
Yeah, so I hate it.
So to wrap this up, if you can find something to actually talk about for this episode, reach out to us at...
No, I can't. I have plenty to fucking talk about.
If you can find anything you like about this episode,
there you
reach out to us on our social media.
Yeah.
I have only one thing. And that is that I found some really fun, goofy echo gifs of him rolling his eyes and shit.
Okay.
He was so pissed off. That's it. Oh, and I liked the alien couple in Sid's bar.
Yeah. They
They're married. They're married.
Oh, yeah.
They have a name. I think it's Bolo and someone.
Mm.
They have names. They have, like, actually... But anyway, yeah, they were fun.
And they were roommates.
Literally. Yeah, so basically what happened was, first of all, my first complaint is I feel like the setup to the episode took so long. Like just getting to the point of being like, oh, okay, this is a separatist senator who is not agreeing with the Empire.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
We already have one of those in Rebels.
What, you mean the whole Mandalore plot?
Yes.
Well, not the Mandalore plot, the episode Clone Wars, though.
No, but I feel like, one, that confused me, because maybe since we're in the middle of our doing another Republic Commando book episodes, I thought the Separatists were the Empire. Like, I thought the Separatists became the Empire, so I was confused as shit about all that.
Well, so it's both and the opposite. Because the whole point is that all of the Clone Wars was engineered by...
Palpatine.
Yeah, by Palpatine.
Okay.
And, like, the Sith.
Okay.
So basically, Palpatine created the Separatists to be the enemy of the Republic, so he could be on the Republic side and do shitty stuff with the Republic, so that they looked bad, so the Republic would make the clones that would kill the Jedi. And then the Republic becomes the Empire because they're the bigger structure.
Okay.
Yeah. But basically, the whole point of the Separatists was that, like, the people that weren't related it was just groups of systems that wanted to be outside of the Republic, that wanted to run their own thing.
Okay.
So it became the Confederacy of Independent Systems.
Okay.
And then their whole thing was just like, they're corrupt as shit. They've been doing the same thing for thousands of years. Nothing's getting done. Fuck that. We're going to do our own thing.
Okay.
But then basically Palpatine just put Sith in charge of it to put them against each other.
Okay.
So this guy was basically just someone who wanted to leave the Republic.
Okay.
But it was a Separatist, and then the Separatists did shitty stuff because it was a fucking war.
Well, see, I feel like this is another thing of, like, I had to watch numerous seasons of Clone Wars to understand anything.
The whole point, though, is, like, right, well, because it's, first of all, the whole plot of the Clone Wars, not the series, just the event in general, the whole ideal is really complicated, kind of on purpose.
But that's annoying for shows like this,
right?
Because, like, I mean, it's like, yeah, they include Boba Fett, and sure, they say a lot of other things, but I've watched the original trilogy once, and I remember that he was thrown in a pit.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of where he comes out. He doesn't have his armor, and he was in that pit, and everyone thinks he's dead, but he's actually alive. And that was his introduction to the Mandalorian, and I was like, okay, I remember that guy who was thrown in a pit.
Again, though, I will...
I know you're saying it's a spinoff of... Technically, it's a spinoff of Clone Wars.
I said, so we can talk about this when Ahsoka and Book of Boba Fett come out and other spinoffs of The Mandalorian and see if you have the same thing if you were coming in completely blind.
I wonder, is this more heavily Dave Filoni than...
it is.
And
then,
because The Mandalorian
I think that's
is a bit...
The problem.
Yeah, it's a bit more Jon Favreau, and I think he's...
It is Jon Favreau.
Showrunner. Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like he's writing for more of a general Star Wars audience, and Dave Filoni is writing for a very more specific Star Wars audience, and so I'm getting lost of shit. Because really, the only thing that, like, stood out to me, and even what you were saying, what was the main plot of this episode, was, like, the one thing that we actually accomplished in this episode is that the Batch needed to get rid of their debt to Sid. And that was literally
right.
Omega's plot, but that was not their plot. Their plot was all this nonsense.
Well, and here's the thing is, I also
And Omega
just...
was literally just in Queen's Gambit, and then,
right.
Win all the money.
Here's my thing is, because I saw a lot of people that were like, oh, this feels like old Clone Wars. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, it doesn't. Because everything was so surface level. I mean, there was no tone of the episode, right? Like, there was no mood you got. There was
no
overarching ideal or, like, even a vague. It just felt like we were going through the motions without hitting any of the emotional points. Because the whole point of Clone Wars, like, the whole thing is, like, you know, because it is a fucking kid show, but
yeah.
The whole, but it's if you look at the overarching of the whole seven seasons, the main plot is issues of slavery. I mean, fuck, they probably mentioned slavery almost once every episode. Like, it's this overarching of slavery and duty and honor, and basically all the episodes are based on that in the background. Which is why it pisses me off, because we could have seen that continued in this episode with Echo and the senator. Because that made sense to say, like, oh, we were... I mean, I know it was called Common Ground. I feel like the only reason I even got any of the idea of what they were trying to give of this episode was because it was titled Common Ground.
Yeah, almost kind of what you're saying. I feel like it could have been literally like 3 to 4 lines of dialogue, because it seems like Echo seemed really like, I hate the Separatists. And Wrecker, I think at one point said, why are we working with Separatists?
Now, why are we working with droids? He was mad at the droid.
Oh, okay.
But yes, but same thing. The droids and Separatists are the same thing.
Yes, but it was kind of like, they said that they hated them, but they didn't explain why. And then I was just like, wait, what are the Separatists? Like, but we could have just had one line of even have, like, Omega say, like having, like, Omega kind of watching him, like, ask Wrecker, like, why do you guys not like Separatists? And then, like, Wrecker isn't able to answer. And then, like, Echo jumps in and, like, does, like, a rant of, like, this
right,
is
like,
why
right
we
at
hate
the beginning
Separatists.
When she was giving them things, she'd be like, you know, if she was, because she's also a child and was living in a close society on Kamino.
Yes, and she just wouldn't know.
And I've been like, well, what's the problem with Separatists? I can help.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Or if Hunter was to be like, we think the Separatists are too dangerous, here is why you can't come. Like, but they didn't do any of that.
And like, because I guess that's my whole point, is there are episodes like that in Clone Wars where it is maybe a small military campaign or a rescue mission or something, but there's still this overarching ideal of like this hypocrisy of it.
Yeah.
It is kind of the whole point. And I guess some of that also just immediately blends into the fact that Anakin is one of their main characters.
Yeah.
So knowing later what he does and what he becomes just kind of makes that kind of more obvious.
Yeah.
But still, it just felt like, it literally felt like if they had added 5 minutes to the episode, and it was only 26 minutes.
Yeah.
If they added 5 minutes to the episode, it could have been one of the fucking best. The visuals were beautiful. I will say that. The visuals were great. Even I thought the battles would have been good if there was more to it. It just felt like everything was... I'm just pissed because, like... I'm pissed because Echo should get...
Just talk about Echo.
Like, there's no reason for them... I mean, everyone. Like even Wrecker and Tech. Like... Why can't Echo, Wrecker, and Tech have some kind of character development?
Yeah.
They're still playing these stereotypes, and it's like...
I think Wrecker has had a bit of character development, but I don't think that Tech or Echo...
No, and it's so fucking annoying, and it's like... And even Wrecker's is small, and you could still say goes with the whole gentle giant stereotype he's been the whole time.
But he's bonded a lot with Omega, so at least there's, you know, been that.
He's the only one that's basically bonded with Omega, like... Oh, Hunter and Omega are close. Really? Are they?
Yeah, I completely agree with that, because they keep trying to say that, like, Hunter and Omega is the main, like, familiar relationship.
Yeah.
But I would say it's Omega and Wrecker. They already seem to get along, and he seems like a better dad
again,
than Hunter is.
Emotional maturity versus...
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's a lot of things.
Mental maturity.
Oh, you mean emotional intelligence versus...
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Technical, you know. But yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. Well, because the whole point... Like, even if you think about, like, the shit Hunter does. I mean, even at times, like, everyone jokes that, like, Echo is, like, you know, the mom who is forced to, like, you know...
Yeah.
Do, like, the worst stuff. Like, you know, stop her from grabbing weapons and, you know, and, like, asks her about her test. And I do agree with that. Like, and even that feels like more of an actual, like, family relationship than a Hunter and Omega.
I feel like...
Or a more paternal.
I mean,
Hunter seems to just try to be nice to her, but doesn't know what to do.
Which...
While Wrecker seems to be, like, comforting and, like, loving and caring.
I mean, I know.
And then Echo seems to try... I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was about to interrupt you. Sorry, finish what you were saying.
And, like, Echo seems more of, like, oh, I'm going to train you because I was an ARC trooper. In case everyone fucking forgot that, because clearly they did. If he wasn't wearing his goddamn skirt, no one would fucking talk about it. And I also had experience with a goddamn child. But sure. Like, no, it's Hunter and Omega. Like,
I feel like I know it's like Hollywood and everything, if you really think about it, is about fathers and sons. But I guess in this one, it's just about dads. But like, don't focus like a dad narrative of your second big show following up The Mandalorian. Because like, basically, I guess like kind of what
it's
you...
It's not as good dad.
Well, I feel like what both of you were kind of saying is that like Din being a dad is an interesting thing. Well, Hunter is not interesting. It's so stereotypical. But like Wrecker is more interesting, as is kind of Tech. Hasn't had that much, but like a little bit of like what Echo's been doing, which is, you know, we just have been home mom. But like Hunter has the least interesting parental relationship with Omega.
I think so too.
And they're trying to focus on it, and I don't really care.
Crosshair has the least issues.
Well, I actually would go against that, because
really?
I would say the whole point of Omega trying, if we were saying that that was the paternal relationship we were basing it on, is I would say that Omega's insistence that you're not doing something wrong. I'm trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Omega is the only one that's been like, hey,
yeah,
Crosshair's a person we should maybe be thinking
true
about. which again is weird. I just feel like the whole point of Clone Wars, everything with Clone Wars and why I think it meant so much to so many people was because it was so emotional. It was so mature while it was based and like framed in this like, no, we're kids.
I feel like the same with The Mandalorian. Like, you can come at it from a very adult perspective, or you can come at it of like, this is a guy in shiny armor protecting an adorable puppy. But like, you know, so I feel
that's
like
that's not the adult view.
Well, I mean, yes, yes, but I mean,
but you see the undercurrents of like other shit. Yeah, like I think that's this was the episode that most pissed me off about it, because like before, I guess I was still kind of justifying it, and I'm not saying that there aren't good episodes, because I think there are a few that I really. Those last two episodes were amazing.
I feel like that's a bit why I was so disappointed by this one.
Right.
Because like we had a plot and it felt like we wouldn't continue with the
and
plot.
And we came off from a really good arc. I really liked Omega's characterization in those episodes.
Yes.
Cad Bane was fun without really pushing the whole cameo thing.
Yeah.
Like it was good.
And Mena Moon was there, which didn't even felt like a cameo. It just felt like
it was natural. It was
yeah,
good.
It made sense.
Fighting was fun.
To be there, it was interesting that she wasn't really a villain the entire time. Like,
yeah. And then to go into this
again, such a letdown after such
right
a cool episode last time, and then it's like,
yeah,
hey, they're gonna blow up a tank. Oh, what's gonna happen with the storyline? Nothing. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
and
just
Omega
that
has this cool skill of she's strategic, like every other fucking clone.
Yeah, they were all trained in strategy. That's the whole thing.
No, she's a girl, Quirk, it's different.
No. It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, I'll get in real quick because we keep going, like, talking in between and out, which I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But with the whole, because I know you didn't watch Clone Wars, and I maybe shown you two episodes.
I don't remember that.
And we
yeah
were very drunk. I am going to force her and Brett to watch a few episodes for maybe a small little Clone Wars thing of my favorite arcs.
I mean, I'm going to force you to watch Star Wars. Was it Legends or what is the new one they just announced? The can't think of the actual name.
Visions.
I'm going to make you watch all of Visions, though.
Yeah. Visions. No, Visions looks very good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's a bunch of.
But the whole point, what I'm trying to say here, is that, like, you didn't know the whole thing of the Separatists being framed as the bad guys, because the names get changed so much, because in Clone Wars, even, the bad guys are sometimes the Republic, the bad guys are sometimes the Separatists.
I feel like it was a bit, I think it was probably for Republic Commando Hard Contract, I think you dumbed it down, and I asked, like, who are the Separatists? And you said, like, they eventually become the Republic. And I was like, oh, okay. Or, like,
the Empire.
Or the Empire. Okay.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Whatever.
I think that's probably what it was. I bet it was.
Yeah.
It's just so funny, because, like, when we were playing that D&D camp, the Star Wars D&D, when you joined me the first time, our DM needed a name for the bad guys. And I'm like, just call them the Grand Legion or something. It's all the same.
Literally. Like,
and it fit. That was the worst part, is it just fit.
But the whole point was, like, first of all, Echo was raised. Echo was a straight, normal clone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a CT. He was, you know, born in a batch that was also kind of seen as, like, a shitty one. They end up, like, overcoming their struggles and, you know, making it through. And then, like,
they literally have a training episode.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, they get to, like, their main outpost, and they, like, fight off some droids, and, like, oh my god, Commander Cody and Captain Rex are here, and then, like, you know, they basically get adopted by Rex, and, like, then end up becoming ARC troopers, so, like, Echo, like, basically goes from, like, the bottom to, like, the top of, like, what a CT usually would be,
yeah.
Rex being a, you know, an exception. But then what happened was he was literally trying to save Fives and the others during an escape mission slash also a rescue mission, actually. They were breaking a Jedi out of a prison. And he tried to secure their shuttle, and basically it got bombed in the time, and they were fighting the Separatists. They were on a Separatist.
Mm-hmm.
And when it did, like, that's when the Separatists took him and basically gave him to the Techno Union.
Mm-hmm.
In which they added the cybernetic, added all the implants. It's unclear if he lost his limbs during the explosion or if they did it on purpose. Because we really don't know. All we saw was a burnt out helmet.
Yeah.
And then, like, so all of this shit. And then he spent literally a year in a coffin-sized Cairo chamber that was, like, cooled down on a wall, literally, with his brain connected in so that they could use his mind to use, because he was an ARC trooper, so he had battle strategies that him and Rex worked on, and use that against the clones in the Republic in order to basically be more efficient at killing the clones. So he was stuck here, basically frozen to death, dismembered, and like tortured out of his own body for a whole fucking year by the Separatists, being used to, you know, kill the only people he cared about, his brothers, like the clones, and then they save him. And also, Bad Batch is there. Like, yeah. The Bad Batch introduction episodes are literally the Saving Echo episodes. They're the same episode arc. They were there. They saw it. They saw him, like, naked. Because literally, I mean, he had robo legs. But otherwise, he was wearing no clothes. Like, he was naked through the whole fucking arc. Like, he also had, like, it wasn't even just, like, what it is now. It was a full metal part on his neck. Tubes going in and out of his body. Literally, like...
He was Matrix.
Right. It was bad. So then the fact that they just keep brushing off his fucking trauma is pissing me off.
If this show is for kids, kids don't have great memories. If you want to hook people who have never seen the show before, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
You texted me, Quark, that like, oh yeah, like the Separatists are the ones that tortured Echo. And I was like, what? Why didn't this? I was like, oh, so that's why he didn't like them? I just thought he didn't like them.
Well, even if the Senator would have been like, honestly, first of all, okay, I do want to say, actually, wait. When they first come in to, like, save him, even if he would have been like, you're clones? Even if that would have been his response when they walked in, or been like, you know, a little bit suspicious that clones were coming to save him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they did
enough. Clones are his enemy.
Yeah.
Like, and then for, like, you know, and then for Echo, if Echo was there helping him and he's like, oh, well, we don't trust you either. You know, or like something like that. Like, and then to get the point across, and him and Echo maybe have another confrontation, or maybe he does something specifically to save Echo.
Yeah.
Then the line at the end would have been meaningful. Like, they just took a line that meant a lot in another arc that was super, super meaningful, and just shoved it in there, had Echo say it, and it...
You know what they should have fucking done for this episode? Because I feel like why none of that happened is, like, in any story, you need a naive character so that the other characters have an excuse to explain the fucking plot. So that the audience knows. So what they should have done is say that, like, oh, like, have Sid make them this whole contact. Say they're going to get this huge, crazy payoff because the Senator's super rich.
Right.
So then Omega can come with the team. So there's someone to ask questions and be like, hey, why do you hate the Separatists, Echo?
Yeah.
Or like, hey, what was this about? What are you guys' relationship with this? So that there's someone to explain, and just cut out the Queen's Gambit plot line. And so that Omega is there. They still get all the money. They're off of Sid's back, and we can...
Sids.
Jesus. I know. And then we can continue forward. Like,
even that, we could have had Tech being like, I don't understand. Like, it's still logical. Like, yes, the Separatists did stuff in the war. They were our enemy, but they're not anymore. Why are you still hate them?
Or that.
And then we could have had between Tech, too, of being like, you know what? You're right. Like, we could have had him empathizing with Echo and being like, recognizing the trauma that Echo still has from all this fucking bullshit.
Yes, you could have had Tech and Echo kind of fighting throughout the episode.
Four more minutes. Make that 30 minutes. It could have been a great episode. Yeah. That's what pisses me off most, because it's like missed opportunity after missed opportunity.
Yeah, that does seem like there was so much they could have worked with, or that they were clearly building from, but they just didn't include any of it.
All right, so now let's get to the racism.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm so fucking sick of animated Star Wars doing, where they make a person of color that's clearly supposed to be a person of color, and then they give them blue or green eyes.
Did the Senator have
a... No, the Imperial officer.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
Woman who seemed to appear like she was modeled after like a Chinese person.
I know she tweeted something, and then I think Ming-Na Wen retweeted it. So let me look her up, because I think she is Chinese.
Okay. Like, I don't get it, because we saw it with Saw Gerrera. They did it with that. Oh, yeah. Even if you look at the clones, their eyes are way too light. Like, they give them more of like honey.
What was her name? Was the Captain Bragg?
Yes, Captain Bragg.
Nope, she's a white woman.
Oh, well.
Oh, no. The Senator is not white, but everyone else.
But even that, I wouldn't be okay with it. But it could be understandable you put a voice actor to a character. Again, it's Star Wars, it's sci-fi. But the problem is, I know you've said this before as being a devil's advocate, not actually believing shit. I don't know. But I'm saying, like, well, it's sci-fi.
Change it up a little bit, but, like, yeah, they aren't adding non-Eurocentric features to Eurocentric characters.
Exactly.
They're just only adding
yes.
Eurocentric
exactly. When
characters.
It's only one way, you can't keep
yeah.
saying that it's, oh, it's a sci-fi thing. It's, you know, it's a
yeah.
stylized, artistic,
like,
you know,
literally,
like, no.
Literally, the protagonist for Rebels is Aladdin. It's literally Aladdin. Let's give him freaking teal
eyes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Why the fuck does Ezra have blue eyes? I
no
hate
idea.
That. I literally, when I'm, like, just watching Rebels, his features are so clearly not white, that, like, the blue eyes are distracting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
the blue eyes are distracting.
Yeah.
Just like Saul.
Yeah.
His eyes are distracting and not in a
that
good
is,
way, where you're just like, this is wrong.
Is
why
not
is his
what
eyes...
Color
right. Has. Exactly. And it's not what color Tamario Morrison has, either, that they're giving all the fucking clones.
And
yeah.
again, it's just this show, because literally, in the game,
yeah.
you see Saw Gerrera, and he looks like Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Like, even down to the eye color, it's all... They match up there. It's just this show.
Yeah, and I guess, yeah, even what you just said about it, like, they're not giving any of the white characters purple eyes. Like,
right, exactly.
Like,
we were giving everyone crazy eye colors.
Yeah, or every so often people just had weird eye colors.
That'd be fun.
Or
but no, it's
just
now
say,
it's
like,
just racist.
Right, like, there's so many...
They just don't want to give people dark eyes. Like, what?
Yeah, and I mean, I know I sent you that picture. I don't think I sent it to Brett. But if so,
oh,
people... Because
yeah.
a few people have been like, oh, well, it's not whitewashed. Like, their skin's not that white, you know? And or people being like,
the
well...
The comparison between the old show and the new show?
No. This is just...
It's a bunch
this
of
This is just Tamario Morrison when he was in his 20s. As a reference of a clone at most
yeah.
of the time. You cannot tell me...
We'll tweet that out as the with the link to this episode.
Like, you cannot...
Because it is ridiculous.
You
like,
cannot tell me that this is... Oh, it's just stylized. No, it's not. It's intentional. Because even that... Even, like, the stuff, like, their jawlines are very square.
Yeah.
Even the Hunter Black Series figure
yeah.
is a
yes.
completely different skin tone.
That's the whole point, is that, like... Is
the toys are doing it better than the toys.
The toys happen the whole time. And it's like, why the fuck aren't you just animating the characters the way they should be animated?
Yeah.
You can't pick someone to be your, you know, clone person and then not base the characters off of... Like,
yeah.
I don't... It pisses me off so much.
Yeah.
I hate that everyone is so... And the fact that, like, even... I know I'm really ranting right now. But the fact that, like, even I'll be looking at, like, fan art on Tumblr and shit, and all...
And they correct it.
It's literally that I'll be like, oh, well, I prefer the fan art where the characters look like Tamario Morrison.
Yeah.
All the clones should look like Tamario Morrison,
yeah.
because they're all Tamario Morrison.
Yeah.
it's
like they, like, didn't think about it when they hired a non-white guy to play Jango Fett in the prequels, and now they're just like, oh, now we have to deal with the fact that we hired a non-white guy. I was like, yeah, just... So all your clones look like him. Like,
you have a picture of him.
Yes.
Draw it like that in
yeah.
the style. Because
yeah.
Maori people, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing
Maori.
Maori. Thank you.
No, another podcast I listened to just did an episode of Moana where Tamario Morrison voices her dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maori people, I saw that same person was talking about, they posted all those pictures as actually an art reference for fan artists.
Mm.
And they were saying like, oh, and they were Maori themselves.
Yeah.
Actually, they were Native Hawaiian.
Mm.
But they were saying like, oh yeah, some of the defining features are a very round jaw, round eyes, like very round features.
Yeah.
And then to...
That's for shitty that fucking Tumblr artists
oh.
are being better than the artists for
are
the
fucking
show.
Are we also
going to
talk about the freaking tattoo situation with that going on too?
We'll talk about it briefly because we're getting into a rant. But yes, but that was the whole thing of like, because I actually even said this to one of my friends at work. Not a friend. I said this about the same person.
That's the thing you just talked about Star Wars.
Yeah, I just talked about Star Wars with them. I don't even like them. But anyway, I was literally, it was right
wow,
about
what if they're listening to this? Way to go. You just ruined the whole story.
I really hope not. That'd be awkward. I'm not going to say a name or a pronoun, but their pronouns are not they. That's for sure. Anyway, but they were, oh, I guess I would know because I'm talking about this conversation. But anyway, what point was that like? We were talking about when Bad Batch started, like right before it was started, and like they asked me, are you excited about Bad Batch? And I was like, yeah, I'm excited. However, I wish that they would have fixed some of the whitewashing problems that it had in Clone Wars. You know, we're at a new time. This is more, it's different. It's not 2008 anymore. And they were like, I don't think they're whitewashed. I was like,
no.
I literally said,
them
you
up
don't.
In the back room at Target.
I literally, we were putting stuff away and behind, we were picking orders, putting them away for drive-ups.
You know the deal, if you fight
you
back
whack them in the head with a Grogu doll.
It's on the rules. It's on the rules. You each get a baseball bat.
I literally said to him, I said, you don't think their noses are really Eurocentric? I said, and that jawline? That's very European. They're based very European. They don't... I was like, Tamario Morrison doesn't have a square jaw like that.
No,
and
he has a
like,
round baby face.
They're like, oh, yeah, I guess I never thought of that.
Honestly.
Flip the palette!
What? Riker has the most, out of all those characters, is the most accurate because he has a very round head.
That was actually one of the things I said. Right. The person that looks the
it looks
badass,
the most like, yeah, and it's the
is
bit,
the
it's
one that's
dumb and
stereotyped
strong.
As
yeah.
Dumb, strong.
That's so.
Yeah. I have.
And the smarter they are, the whiter they get. Tech
doesn't look
white.
A fucking thing like Smarter.
No.
I hadn't made that connection, but I had thought of like, oh, Wecker does actually look the most like Smarter.
Yep.
No. Some other people have pointed that out. That, and then as they get smarter, the whiter.
And then when they're Omega, they just don't look a fucking thing like him at all.
Well, but Echo is trauma. Trauma.
That's not an excuse for this.
No, I know. It's bad, but like...
See, here's the thing is, even then...
Might let it go with Echo if Tech wasn't as white as Echo.
Oh, yes. That's...
Because if you want to make it like he was tortured and some like, you know, maybe his skin just had a weird color because he was like super sick or something. And so that's why it's like really weirdly like ghostly white.
Trauma
but
does
even that,
things,
you would say
yeah.
If someone with like a deeper skin tone, if they had like trauma and skin issues, you'd expect it to be a different color than a sheet of paper.
Yeah,
you would
but I mean,
expect
I was
it to be more of like a yellow, a green, and you know, a different color than you would have like a
yeah, but
literally.
Like yeah,
I think also I think you could have portrayed that just with his sunken face.
Yeah.
The
other features are enough to that.
Yeah.
It's fair. Lastly, we'll talk real quick because I do think I just realized like I was actually a fan artist I really liked. Drew like posted a very good photo of a clone and I literally like saved
like
it because I was like
the only long-haired clone.
Yeah, of Tup. Of the people that don't know, it was a Tup fan art and they had like Tup with their hair down and it was like all curly and like you know they were drawn. As a person, as the Morrison.
As a Maori warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So like, I was just like curious. So I was looking at more of like Maori, you know, like features and like different parts of the culture that I didn't know. And, you know, just going into like a random, you know.
Watching a lot of.
Yeah. Right. Just like go through a bunch of random ass shit, you know. And so I ended up like looking at.
Polynesian tattoos mean.
Right.
Like,
and the fact that in specifically the Maori culture. Facial tattoos are really important.
Yeah.
And a facial tattoo is very significant of like, it's kind of like a rite of passage. If you choose to get one, not everyone does. But like, they have a very serious meaning and like, for a long time, and it's still somewhat traditionally done, is that they aren't actually done with ink, but they are actually carved. And it's more of a scarification than it is a tattoo.
And then they don't even use the tattoo, like your standard tattoo gun. They
yeah,
actually
they do
use
the...
a stick. With a pen and like squid ink, and they literally
and they have like a special technique
skin.
To do it. So my whole problem is that, and basically, it's seen as a thing to like boost your attractiveness and your individuality,
yeah.
As well as like your honor and your, you know, different things. So then to basically take this actor who is Maori and then make them white in a cartoon, and then give those white supposed to be Maori characters facial tattoos as identification,
yeah. I was about to say, like, is that just a coincidence? Because I don't feel like Disney's thinking enough about it.
I would almost say maybe.
Maybe.
If there wasn't the existence of Dogma.
Yeah.
Dogma has a tattoo that's like a V down his face, like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally a Polynesian design. I mean, the inside of it is a Polynesian design. You look at
yeah.
it and you say that's a Polynesian. And then you also have Hard Case, who has a lot of lines and dots, which is kind of similar and stylized, and also on the bottom of the chin, which is
yeah.
a very,
yeah.
mostly
Islander.
Actually with women, but
yeah.
It's just so frustrating because, I mean, they definitely...
It's like,
did
why did you research that so well, but then you made all the characters?
It's this whole idea, it's even with Padme in the like, prequel... trilogy. It's not that it's like
no.
they take these cultures that you can enjoy and like these cultures, but then you can't just take them and appreciate them and then just say we're just going to use them to dress up a white person.
Yeah, which is
like
I
we're
feel
just
like
gonna
the same
have
thing
Padme.
You're doing with the weird eye color.
If you just
right.
want to be that disrespectful, like specifically in this case, if you want to be that disrespectful to Pacific Islanders, just make them drink Monster and call him Kyle, because we all know the shitty white dude who has a fucking tribal tat.
Right.
Yeah,
but like that's what I mean. Is it's like it's the same thing as putting Padme and all those very, very Asian inspired and having her be white and having everyone around her be white.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're taking a character that is Maori, making them basically white, and then using part of the culture you like.
Yeah.
It's just like dressing up white people and it is so fucked up, and I hate it so much. And this episode was just, it just felt like the real point for me for the, like, the whitewashing is, I mean, I've always thought it. That it's intentional. It just pissed me off. It's just, like, every second they get, every chance, it seems like they fuck. Which is why I really think that Dave Filoni is the problem.
Yes.
I think Dave Filoni is the fucking problem.
Because I feel like we don't have this many issues.
We don't. We have very
Gina
few
was the
issues.
Only issue in the house. Well.
We have very few issues.
Yeah.
The worst, besides Gina, I think the worst is Space Boston. Where did that come from?
Well, that was just like I said. That's like,
I know.
No, I was just trying to make it lighthearted after a very serious issue.
Yeah, what is this? Babash mini episode / racism rant? What the fuck is this episode?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sick of the racism with the clones. Because it's annoying that I see fan art and shit. It'd be like, God, I wish the clones looked like that. But it's how they're supposed to look.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Because,
yeah.
Brett, they basically have your nose.
Yeah.
They're so Eurocentric.
They
basically have a slightly broader version of
it. My nose has a little bit more of a hook to it, but that's for a different reason.
Right, but they have that
like, Germanic, Eastern European.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try to. To the point where the toys actually almost look like, they don't even look like the characters.
No.
No, when you did
show. No, Hunter bothers me without his helmet.
But you guys show me
just
because
I'm
so,
I mean,
you're so used to the whitewash bullshit that you see.
Yeah,
when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's actually way more than
right, you always have to be like, oh, right.
But
that's what they're supposed to look like. That's what they
And also, if Hunter's supposed to be the hot one, make him look like the doll. That's a very sexual face.
What? That? Oh, that is.
Yes.
His,
yes.
He does have a very sexual face.
Very sexual
face. I don't understand why they're not making him look like Tamario Morrison in his 20s. He's hot as fuck. Whatever the fuck they look like.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, this. Echo deserves better. The clones deserve to not be fucking white. They deserve to look like they're supposed to. And I hate everything about this episode. And I'll be up at 3 a.m. tonight seeing a next episode.
Well, if you would like to share your feelings about this episode with us, we are a Break and Shot Podcast at gmail.com and Break and Shot Pod on Twimbler. On Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. In case you somehow stumbled upon this without knowing how to spell the name of our podcast, it is Break and Shot, BRIIKASAK. I literally have to close my eyes when I spell that because I cannot spell it well. All right. So, I don't know what we will be back with next because we haven't decided.
This is a mini episode. They don't need to know.
Yeah. You don't need to know. We'll see you all later.
Bye, Retsushimi. Kawashi.
Buzz is not going to say goodbye.
See
Buzz,
ya.
Fuck y'all. Is that okay? Fuck my drive.